From feeding the homeless in London's East End to a garden party in Buckingham Palace hosted by the Queen is quite a contrast. Yet this is to be the experience of Myrtle Rule, who is to be awarded an MBE for her 35 years of working for the community. Myrtle is really just an ordinary person, but could best be described as a people lover. Our story starts back in 1970.
I was going out and I was helping somebody and had a very bad car accident. You can see this coming. I break 4 ribs, I have 8 stitches in my head, 2 in my face, I break my femur. So I have all this. I went into intensive care. I went into coma. I came out of coma. Nobody thought I was going to live. And I prayed. When I get back to my senses, I prayed and I asked God. I said, God, if you spare my life, show me what you want me to do, and I'll do it. He spared my life. He kept inside of the bargain. And I'm not capable of doing things. But God is capable. I start my work with music. I form a choir. From the church, we go to hospitals, we sing in old people's home. Then I use the choir to do fundraising, some of the money to different organizations in the community as well as our church.
In those days, there was a lot of prejudice, both against her as an immigrant and against her religion. But Church of England minister Dr. Jimmy Froude became a great friend and support.
She never ceased to kind of carry on and get on with the job at hand, whatever the job was, no matter whether it was cleaning or whether it was preaching or whether it was singing. She was so happy and a tremendous character in that way.
And in that time, I heard on the radio how bad it was out there. It was so cold that people were dying, and people were hungry. That year, the water on the street was pure rice. And so they were asking organization to take part. I picked the young people up, and with some sisters from Plaster Church, and the young people, and we went out the night to look for them. And we couldn't find them, and then I asked the police, and the police said where they were in Lincoln Inns Field. I couldn't sleep that night because what I saw, I couldn't believe it. And then when I saw some under the bandstand, and I said to the young people, there are those people under the bandstand. And they said, Auntie, the police said they were in boxes, and here is the box. I said, no, people couldn't live in that box. They said, yes, auntie. So I went and called, is anybody here? And the man said, yes, have you any food? And I said, no, I'll bring some for you tomorrow. And he said, tomorrow I'll die because I haven't eaten all day. Anyway, I came back, and we went down this Sunday. And we went 6 nights a week then, but did love the food. We were cooking, and we were having our dinner from what we are going to give them. Soup, which went down there, they said they don't want any soup because they're tired of getting powder soup. I said, taste the soup. And when they taste the soup, they want soup because we cook soup with lentils and other things. We mix up with soup and we drink from it before we give them because we don't give them anything that we would need ourselves. We make roast dinner for them and different things. We carry vegetarian, we carry meat because you have vegetarians down there. So everybody who come to us could get something to eat.
So Myrtle found herself heavily involved in community work, quite apart from her work as a schoolteacher. The choir, the feeding program, a luncheon club, children's holidays, there is a long record of involvement. But where does the motivation come from?
When you accept Christ in your heart, you love God, you love people. And I love people. I don't think I could live without having good relationship with people. That, you see, there's a burning in my heart that I have to do it. That is what what God wants me to do. And you know, God give people different gifts, and God wants me to do what I have to do. And Jesus is capable. If you are willing, He will help you to do what you have to do. So whenever I'm going to do things, I ask Him to help me.
So with that background, how about the MBE? Is it something Myrtle is proud to receive?
I'm glad I got it. I'm glad I got it. Because it is good for my work and it's good for the church. But that wasn't what I'm working for. Start helping me already because people can help me. Have seen it in the paper. And they are even giving me help before without I even asked for it.
She's the kind of person that always gave, never asked for any kind of thanks in ever. She was on the go continually. Didn't matter whether it was the homeless on the streets, whether it was cooking food, or whether it was washing up, or begging for funds for the homeless, all the way through, apart from, of course, the religious side of caring for all the youngsters that came to the church. And so it was an all-round job, really, she had. I shall ever remember her. I shall always think of her as an actual fact of a saint of God here on earth.